You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
What's up, man?
What's good, bro?
Ain't shit. Just got back in from getting a tool from the store. Long story short, one of my ceiling fans in my house blew.
Oh.
I went to go switch the light bulb, and the motherfucker just blew in my hand. It said, boosh! And when that happens, it's one of those small old bulbs that looks like a flame.
Yeah.
They sell them at Walmart all the time. And what happened was, because it blew as I was trying to turn it and get it out, it took in and cracked. And so the prong that you stick inside the hole to screw it in,
yeah,
it took it, tore it apart.
Oh, no.
So I had to get it. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
It just went boof in my hand and broke apart. I'm like, damn.
Oh, yeah, word.
Fuck. Yeah, nah. So I gotta get this this long nose pliers and fucking get it out. But yeah, that's why I had to make a quick run to the store real quick. Cause if I don't do it after we do the show, I'm gonna tap the fuck out. So I had to go ahead and rush and do that real quick. But yeah, we here live. We here Friday. Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right, people. It's really ugly outside today. It look, man, it's dark as hell. It's 9 o'clock and it's dark as fuck outside. It's pouring. Shit is crazy. But that's right,
same
baby.
Here.
Oh, word?
Yeah, it's raining over here too. It almost rains every Friday though.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's really routine.
The weather up here, bro, this shit is getting real cold quick, bro. It's like, we only in the beginning of August, and the weather up here is like, nah, bro, we already about to get into the school season. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm dead ass, bro. It's about to hit autumn. Like the weather feels like, all right, we about to hit autumn now. Fuck that.
Yeah, my brother told me it was cold in Yonkers.
Yeah, bro, it was brick. Oh, like, a couple days ago, like, the high was, like, 60-something. I'm like, oh, man. I had the AC on. Ooh. I was bugging, bro.
Man.
Yeah, I was 68. Bugging. Yeah, I was bugging. And I had the AC on, son.
I killed for 68 right about now. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, I was like, yo, why am I so cold? I looked at my phone. The shit said the weather. I'm like, oh, and I got the AC on. I'm dumb. Fuck it, though.
It was pretty cool the other night, though. I ain't gonna lie, though.
Yeah.
I woke up Wednesday night out of my, you know, my normal routine fucking nap.
Yeah.
I woke up. It was breaking the house. I didn't even have the AC on. I'm like, damn. I walked outside. It was brick outside, too. I looked, yeah, and it was like 70. It was like, I think 72. It was in the early 70s. I'm like, yeah. Damn. Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind it, though. I don't mind
me
it.
Neither. Me neither.
It's like, because with the cold, you could get warm. Like, you could warm yourself up. When it's fucking hot, bro, no matter how many layers you right, bro? It don't matter how many layers you take off, you still gonna be sweating. Like, I can't stand that shit, bro.
Well, you could be butt-ass fucking naked, bro. You still be fucking hot.
Yeah, I'll be candid with everybody right now. There have been times where it'd be hot as fuck. I'd be like, yo, babe, I'm sleeping butt-ass naked. Fuck, bro. It'd be too, like, you know, I don't care, bro. It's too hot. What you want me to do? Like, shit. But, yeah, people, welcome.
The best people, welcome.
Yep. You good?
Yeah, we good.
All right, cool. I was about to say, right, man.
Sorry about that. We don't know what the fuck happened, but.
What happened?
Right, you heard it here first. The greatest duo in the game. Fuck Triple H and Stone Cold, respectfully. I love you both. Fuck Undertaker and Kane, respectfully. I love you both as wrestlers. Mark Calloway, the person? Yeah. I don't really give a fuck about it. Glenn Jacobs, the person? Nah, he's gonna suck a dick, my boy.
I mean, shit, we don't know these people. See, that's the thing. I don't be judging a person by their politics and shit like that, bruh.
What happened?
I said, I don't judge a person by their politics.
I don't know, man.
I know. I mean, Kane said some fucked up shit. But Undertaker, yeah. I never heard Undertaker say any fucked up shit. So.
Yeah, Undertaker just prefers people to do actual hardcore drugs in the back instead of playing video games.
I think that made the business soft. I mean, it's generational gaps there.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, we're the greatest duo, feel me? And we are back. It's SummerSlam Eve.
Yeah.
And we got some things to discuss about. I appreciate RJ real shit though. For he basically saved me a lot of time.
Oh God.
He saved me a lot of time I told him I was gonna watch highlights of Wednesday Night Wrestling, and he was like, nah bro, don't even bother, I'll tell you what. Listen people, I'm sorry, but the one time they didn't want to put every title belt up for grabs on a like 200th episode, they don't. Instead they give us the Elite versus some three bums. What the fuck? Kenny Omega fight setting them sing. What's wrong with y'all? What the fuck? And y'all gave us, that whole car was bum. RVD, shout out to my boy. But like, that didn't even save the fucking program, bro.
Yeah. Swerving AR Fox beating the shit out of fucking Nick Wayne was good too.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only good part. They're actually moving forward with that. I hope they progress that shit.
They got to.
Yeah, we got some stuff to talk about Wednesday. Well, not just Wednesday, but Tony Khan himself. But we'll get into that. Monday Night Raw. It was alright. I mean, for a go home show, I was a little bored. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a big bang on the way to a pay-per-view, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I want to know, bro. I want to know who's giving Ricochet all this mic time. Is it Triple H or is it Vince? Who's doing this?
Well, if Ricochet's ever going to be a star that a lot of people believe he can be, he's going to have to learn how to talk. He's got to learn how to cut a promo. He's got to learn how to connect with the audience outside of the ring. You can do whatever you want to do in the ring, but if it ain't great or it ain't spectacular, you're not going to connect with the audience otherwise. So
yeah, I agree
if we all
you.
Want Ricochet to be a champion, Ricochet is going to have to cut promos.
Yeah.
Is he the best at it? Nah, he's not. But is he getting better? I'd say he's getting better.
I say, yeah, I agree with you. He was spitting facts. He was talking shit each time. This match is going to be good. I like how they built a matchup with no title, nothing. Like there's no real accolade except I'm better than you. Like, yeah. I like it. It's gonna be good. All I know is if Logan Paul does punch him like with the right, yo, Ricochet gonna sell that shit like gold.
But Ricochet gonna fall over and cramp on his neck, bro. I can see it.
Yep, that shit's gonna be great. That match is gonna be great. Yeah, that was a cool opening segment. I mean, it looks like they really. Hey man, it seems like he gets more promo time more and more.
Yeah, Ricochet got a nice ovation the other night too when he came out there.
Oh yeah, they were chanting his name and shit. I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, all right, yeah, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
I like that. He noticed it. My son was like, oh shit, like, oh okay,
y'all saying my name? Oh shit, for all right, yeah.
And then like, cause he's great in the ring. It's just that you need to.
You gotta connect with that audience, man.
Facts, bro. He needs to feel. You need to be relatable. You need to be relatable to the crowd.
You gotta talk to them. When you talk to them, they talk back. Look at LA Knight.
Yeah, for real. For real. For real. I can't believe Kevin Nash said what he said about LA Knight. Like, he really didn't bite off nobody. Those are all his own catchphrases. He makes
I know what he's saying. Like, he's got swagger like Rock and Austin. Like, the way he walks out there is Austin. Like, the catchphrases and the tone of voice is kind of Rock-like. So, I get what guys like him and Kevin Castle were saying when they say that. No, he's not borrowing, he's not stealing their lines and stuff like that per se. Word. But you can see the inspiration there.
Word. But hey,
the way he walks out there is like very Austin like, and then let me tell you his cadence is like very Rock like.
Yeah, I feel you. But hey, he made it into his own. I fuck with it though.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, I agree.
He the only one that could really make fun of somebody that made me laugh, bro. Yeah. Like, he got I can't wait to after SummerSlam. This stupid ass battle royal, I hope he wins it. Gotta give it to him. And then give him your bro. We gotta talk about this now. I know he's on SmackDown, but we gotta talk about it now, bro. Raw was so boring. I gotta talk to you about this now. Austin Theory, get off that title, my boy. I'm being dead ass, RJ. His US title reign is as boring as Dean Ambrose's, bro. Is boring.
Yeah, not Theory's fault either, but yeah.
It's not his fault. It's boring. I be forgetting he's champ sometimes.
I think moving him to SmackDown did him more harm than good, honestly.
It did. Yeah, because it's 2 hours. There's not enough time for everybody. Bro, we were talking about the other day. We lucky we getting Bobby Lashley in like a what's going on with him and Street Profits shit, because he wasn't on TV for a minute.
He wasn't on TV for months.
Yeah, bro. Remember, last time we saw him, we talked about it. My man gashed his fucking milk dud open, and my man was fighting like a madman. Blood all over his face. Like,
he's about to kill somebody, bro.
Bro, that's the last time we saw him wrestle.
Yeah, that was May.
Yeah, bro. Like, and now he's like, you're right, bro. It's doing a lot of people harm. The 2 hours ain't enough for everybody, and we know it's Roman's show. So Roman and Jay, or whoever's involved with Roman, are gonna take up majority of the time on SmackDown.
That's why I hate to say it, but I think 3 hours might do SmackDown some good.
It high key might, bro. They got the talent. I think they got the talent now.
They got the talent. They got a lot of talent, and there's not a lot of room for guys every week.
Word.
So I think they might need to invest in maybe doing SmackDown for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I need to consider that.
Yo, RJ, you were right, bro. Ray really did get hurt that day.
Oh, man, yeah. The way his head bounced off that ground, like, it looked bad.
Yeah, he got
hurt. Like, I know that was a story. Apparently, he was hurt before the match. Oh. That's why he did that spot, but even that spot looked wicked.
Oh, I didn't even know he was hurt before that, bro.
Yeah, that's why they cut that short.
God damn, Ray. It's all right, though. You getting close. Bro. You ain't even... Honestly, bro, you could just manage LWO. I don't even care if you wrestle.
Yeah, he don't need to wrestle. I know he don't want to retire.
He don't.
I know he probably wants to put over Dom before he retires and calls it a day. Good. Exactly. Fine. Give him that. Give him that opportunity. But besides that, I don't think Ray Mysterio really needs to wrestle like that anymore. And that's all right. Some of these old timers need to take notes, retire before people make you fucking retire, before the doctors make you retire. Mm-hmm. Bubba Ray Dudley, Tommy Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
Word. Sorry, I love you, RVD, but you too.
Yeah, you too, my boy.
Jericho.
My man, out here. Oh, bro, for real.
Luther.
Look, I'm sorry, Bully, but like, you tried to get D-Von back in it, and D-Von told you no, bro. I'm not doing that, bro.
D-Von's happy with the convention shit.
Yeah, he knows. Like, I'm done with wrestling. Like, I'm done. Yeah. Like, they gotta know when it's time to stop. Like, no one wants to see that. I'm sorry. No one wants to see that. And truthfully speaking, as much as I don't really give a shit about Impact, you taking up time from all these other people that they signed.
Or these young guys.
Yeah.
Why does Moose need to, I know we don't care for Moose, but why does Moose need to be in random faction number 1,000 for him, his career?
You know what's the crazy part? How are you a wannabe Terry Crews? And Terry Crews wrestled. He actually wrestled, bro. That's sad.
I know, the Battle Dome.
Yeah, bro, that's sad, bro.
T-Money.
WTW. Come on, Moose. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Me and Britt was talking about that the other day, T-Money, because we used to watch that. We used to watch that. So when Terry Crews took a hop that barricade that one time and he got in Rick Steiner's face, like, holy. We was like, shit. Well, we didn't say shit. We was kids, but we was like, oh, Terry Crews. T-Money from Battle Dome. He's here in WCW. And that music he had was Money. But Terry Crews had a damn good entrance back then, man. I don't know if you remember, but Terry Crews used to come out there with, like, the suits and shit.
Yeah.
Like, the suits you can, like, wrestle in and shit. Like, it was kind of baggy. It was, like, a nice fitted, but, like, baggy suit at the same time. Yeah. And, like, he would come out there with he had the chain that said, that had the dollar sign on it.
Yep.
He had the money, and he had, like, his own entourage. Yeah, man, that shit was dope.
Yep. And I was reading up on it. Terry Crews, like, he appreciates the wrestling business because, like, it teaches you how to perform in front of an audience. And it teaches you how to react and how to, basically, if you need to improvise within, you have to do it. And I respect him. So guess what, Moose? You really all want to be piece of shit, okay? You are. You're fucking bum. But yeah, like... fucking bum. Basura. Garbage. Everything.
Garbage.
You're fucking terrible, bro. But nah, yeah, like, I wonder, is Santos gonna beat him tonight? I wonder. I really wonder if he'll beat Austin Theory tonight.
Oh, no, that's not tonight. That's next week.
Oh, boo. Oh, yeah, tonight we get LA Knight versus Sheamus.
Yeah.
That's what we get, yeah. But nah, yeah. So Raw, bro, going back to Raw, Raw was... It was alright. I mean,
Raw was boring. Mm-hmm. I gotta say it. Like, Ricochet and Logan Paul, that was nice. That was a nice exchange. The stuff with Ronda and Shayna had a damn good video package. That video was good.
Oh my god, I felt Shayna when she said, "I was in UFC before her, and she got all the accolades. Now we in WWE. I'm in WWE before her, and now she's getting all the accolades." She was like, "I'm done." I felt that shit to the core, bro. I'm like, "Yeah, you right. You've been here before her, and she gonna get the main event scene. She gonna get the world titles that you did it. Get the fuck out of here, bro." I agree with you. It's enough's enough. Enough is enough, bro. And I've never seen Shayna cry in my life. I've never seen her cry, and she cried, bro. Like, son, they really try to make her a baby face, and going forward, they could do it if they play the cards right, bro.
Must be a very, very different kind of brand of baby face, because we still have no clear-cut baby face or heel here.
We don't. We really don't.
And they're trying to make Ronda sympathetic, and then Shayna, but then at the same time, they talk the shit about each other.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, who's the heel and who's the baby face here?
Right.
I'm confused.
I know Shayna's gonna go over. I'm just glad. Like, I remember. Oh man, I remember when she was in NXT and, she had like the second longest NXT title reign. Right.
Don't do it to yourself, Monty. Don't do it to yourself.
I know, bro. Behind Asuka. Oh man, she was such a badass, bro.
Different beast, different roster, different audience.
I know, bro.
That's what people fail to do every single time. We talk about it all the time. People try to compare NXT to the main roster, and it's not gonna work.
Yeah,
it's not gonna work.
I think the best thing she did on the main roster was in the pandemic era when she fucking tapped out both Bayley and Sasha Banks with the armbar. That shit was badass. She put both of them in that fucking shit, bro.
The bad thing about it is that Shayna Baszler was catching... She was catching momentum towards the end of 2021. Remember when she took it and she hurt Eva Marie? Then Eva Marie was gone. Then she hurt Nia Jax, and then Nia Jax was gone. And Nia Jax sold for her like a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah,
Nia Jax was screaming and crying and hollering. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Shayna, you made me feel bad for Nia Jax here for a second. Because the way Nia Jax is selling that shit like death. I'm like, oh, God. And then Shayna did that to a couple of other people, too. And it was like, they were about to do something with Shayna. And then they drafted her to fucking SmackDown. I'm like, oh, God.
I'm like, bro, what? Where Ronda at that?
Nah, not even for Ronda. Ronda didn't even come back yet at that point.
Oh, shit.
So she was on SmackDown being with Sonya Deville, following her around. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because when Sonya Deville was still like the GM for like SmackDown or whatever. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, sure. Yeah, this is going to work. She was just breaking people's arms and writing them off TV. And now she's back being somebody else's ringleader. Come on.
Yep. I know.
And the time is ticking. Shayna Baszler is like 47 years old. So they mm-hmm. got to. And I ain't going to lie, bro. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Not age shaming or nothing, but the 4K cameras was telling on Shayna Baszler's age.
Oh yeah, you could tell. Yeah.
So yeah, they gotta do something with Shayna quickly if they want to. Not everybody mm-hmm. could be like Asuka. Asuka ages damn nicely. You wouldn't even know that Asuka's like what 44 years old or something like that.
Yeah.
Asuka looks so youthful in the face. So like that's fucking. It's mind blowing to know that she's like. In her almost to her mid 40s and still going at a high clip, so that's crazy.
Yeah,
but
I have a question. I have a question, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Final answer. Like, since we the day before, who you think really gonna come out as the World Heavyweight Champ? Like, be honest with me,
bruh. I don't know, man. I think I got a strong feeling Damian Priest is gonna walk out with the title, man.
Ooh, yeah?
I think that somehow, some way, he's going to get involved again, but this time, because they can't run the same finish for Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to do something, then that winds up costing Finn. They cannot run that finish again.
Yeah.
It'd be stupid to do the same finish again at the pay-per-view. This time, they got to go all the way. Seth Rollins is talking about how banged up he is. I think this is an opportunity to give him some TV time. I think Finn Balor... Damian Priest cashes in like maybe before, not before, but during the match or maybe after.
What the fuck? Bro, I don't know that. Bro, I don't know this number calling me, bro.
Oh God.
I'm not answering it though.
What
were you saying? Nah, I didn't know the
yeah,
number,
nah,
you
I
know.
Think, yeah, hell no. I ain't answering no private number either. But either before, I mean, during or after the match, I think Damian Priest cashes in. And he walks out champion. And I think Kevin Castle said something on the show that I thought was interesting. He said Damian Priest can't be a babyface. And I respectfully disagree. I think Damian Priest is going to come out of this a babyface. Because I think Finn Balor... somehow, some way, him and Finn Balor are going to be at odds, and one of them is going to be out of Judgment Day. And I have a feeling it's going to be him.
Yeah.
Because I think they would want to, because Finn Balor's on a hot streak right now as a heel. Like, he's doing some good heel stuff. Even though his story kind of should make him a babyface when you really think about it.
Yep.
But him being this bitter asshole because of what happened to him, quote unquote, 7 years ago. That's a good villain's origin story, so to speak. So he's got a hook onto why he's acting the way that he is acting and stuff like that. So I think that's all right. And I don't think you turn him babyface yet.
Yeah.
I think you can hold off for that for a while. I don't think you turn him babyface again, honestly, until he fights JD McDonagh. That's when you turn Finn Balor babyface again.
Yeah, so because JD be like, I'm better than you. I'm your prodigy, but it's time. It's my time to be like
exactly.
Yeah,
and that's when you do that. But
yeah,
somehow, some way, Finn Balor and Damian Priest are gonna be at odds with each other. I think Damian Priest is gonna be a babyface, and I think JD McDonagh is gonna be involved somehow, some way.
Yeah, and that matchup, Damian Priest and Finn Balor, will be good too.
Yeah, them exactly.
Them one.
And as for Dom and Rhea, I don't know. I don't know what you do with that. I don't know what side they go on, this, that, and the other. You cannot turn Dominic Mysterio babyface. Rhea Ripley, you could turn her babyface. You could turn Rhea Ripley babyface because, look, they was chatting mommy the other night.
Crazy. She couldn't even speak.
Yeah, now that's not heel heat either. That's fan support.
Yeah, they're chanting.
I'm telling you, bro, the more I'm seeing that, the more they might have to do what I was pitching, remember last week? Where she brings another female into Judgment Day, and it's revealed that Dom is cheating on her with
yeah, no, that's perfect. Female.
That's a and that would be callback. That would be perfect for them to, you know, do the little split or whatever.
Yep.
Get her out of Judgment Day and have her be a big baby face.
Yep. And Dom could still be the heel and be like, yep, I learned just from my dad, Eddie. Like, yep.
I'm lying, cheating, and stealing.
Yep. Literally, give him that more heat. I'm just like my dad, S.A. Like,
yeah, because how could you do that to mommy?
Right, exactly. Just like how Eddie, how could you do that to fucking China? It's perfect, bro. It is perfect. It's perfect. It is. It's perfect. It's
I'm going to need Dom. Comeback. I'm going to need Dom to grow a mustache like Eddie had. Remember, Eddie had that thin mustache. I'm going to need him to grow that out. Dom might need to get a tan, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Nah, like...
Yo,
it's gonna be interesting to see. That's why I think this is good. Rollins goes away, then you got drama now. You got drama. Finn Balor or Damian Priest as the champion is going to make drama, and that's what they need. They need a strong hook after SummerSlam, especially if Rollins loses and he goes away. They need a strong hook to carry the show, and that's one of them right there. Let's say if Finn Balor does walk out champion. He's going to be fucking paranoid because Damian Priest is literally towering over him with the fucking briefcase.
Yep. And I don't know if anybody ever remembered this. Excuse me. On the bump, Damian Priest said he going to make every champion think twice. Yeah. Who's to say he ain't going to make Finn Balor think twice when Finn Balor become champ? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's even more perfect story. Like, is he really my boy? Is he really my brother? Like, are we really cool? Or is he just waiting the perfect time to strike?
Exactly. And you know what, too? Nobody's even thinking about this fact, too. But before Damian Priest went heel last year, lost his fucking mind, who did he lose the United States Championship to last year?
Finn Balor.
Exactly.
Yep.
That could be a perfect that you took away the last championship I had, you took it away from me.
Yep.
Deja vu. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
I'm just saying. A lot of people ain't been talking about that. That fact either.
Yeah, I've been waiting to give you your punishment all this time. Over. Then they gotta give him his regular theme song, and then I don't know about the Arrow shit, but gotta give him back the regular theme song.
Yeah, let him be the Archer Infamy again. Fuck it.
Yeah, let him be the rock star. That shit was going crazy. And now that, like, you can see it. You now that the Hispanic community is always popping out for him now. I see it every Monday Night Raw. Someone always has that big ass Puerto Rican flag when he's there. They there now. So if he's good, they're gonna go balls to the wall for him if he's good. I don't care what anybody says. Like, I agree with you. He can be a baby face. When was the last time the Hispanic community had somebody like that they got actually cheer for, actually think, God damn, we could have ourselves a world champ? Word? Like, come on, people.
But whatever they do, they got to do it fast because Damian Priest is also 42.
I know, bro. All these men are old. They get these dudes, Matt, too late.
Yeah, too late.
I heard they're trying to get what's his name, bro? They really trying to get what's his name still?
Nick Aldis.
Yeah, they're trying to get him, and that man's old too, bro.
He ain't that old.
He not in his 40s?
No.
Oh, all right, cool.
Nah, he just been around forever. He was around ever since he was like 19 or 20.
Oh, okay.
So he's one of those guys that's been around forever. Nah, he's right, only in his mid-30s.
I definitely want them to get him. My man has a perfect presentation.
He does, and I told Drew and Justin on the show that I did with them the other day. Nick Aldis is—he could be a perfect rival to Cody.
Yes, yes. I'm everything you are, but I'm everything you are, but I'm better. Like, he could be like a snobbier version of fucking Cody Rhodes. Yo, did you watch his doc?
Hey, hold on a second. Hey, keep it going. I gotta go do something real quick.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
But yeah, people, that Cody documentary was really, really good. It talked about his road from being just Dusty's son to basically trying to go find himself and his real frustration after a while. It's crazy. He didn't want to be Cody Rhodes right after Dusty died. And I respect that. I really respect that. He basically didn't want to just take back the name just because his pops died. He wanted to earn back the Rose name, and I fuck with it. And after a while, he stuck with being Stardust. But then, what I don't like is, when he wanted to get out of Stardust, some fucking writer just put their hand in his face and was pretending to type on a blank computer. That's some fucked up shit. And honestly, you can't blame him for wanting his release. He was going nowhere. He wanted a change. They weren't giving him the change. And he had to go make up. He had to go down his own path. And you know what? He's better off. He's more marketable now than ever. I didn't realize, I'm kind of slow, people, but I didn't realize he dyed his hair blonde in honor of his pops. I don't know how that went over my mind. Oh, it went right over my head, but it works. Now, there's a familiarity. He's this American Nightmare, not the Dream, but he has that iconic blonde figure, blonde head like his pops. And I respect him. I respect him a lot. Like, a lot of people can take that indie route and not come back or just think they're bigger than the Big Show. But in reality, he always wanted to win that title. His pops never won. And, you know, I'm really rooting for Jey Uso here for SummerSlam. I really am. I really do believe it'll be awesome. That's a perfect way to catapult him into the main event scene. But if he don't win, Cody has to be the guy. I'm sorry, people. I don't see how, if it's not Jay, I don't see how it's not fucking Cody. I mean, let's just face the facts. Besides LA Knight in terms of merch sales, Cody's up there, and Cody's you can tell Cody's a big draw. Besides that match with Dom and Money in the Bank, he's been in big, big matchups. He had Seth. He had Roman at Mania. Roman at Mania. Then right after Mania, my man had Brock. Like, come on, people. That's main event guy after main event guy after main event guy. Like, after that, I'm just curious to see who he going to face after Brock. What's the story you going to do with Cody after Brock? You know what I'm saying?
I have voices in my head.
Oh, him coming back?
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. And I know you said don't mention his name ever again, but I think him and Bray Wyatt could have a good story too. If they hold the bullshit and Cody, you was once my mentor in NXT, and this, that, and you failed me or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You could do something there too. And at least that would be a story. That would be a story more than what you got with Brock.
I'm so happy that the way he is, like, people could disagree with me, okay? But it's fine. The way he's presented in WWE is a total 360 from how AEW is presented. It's crazy.
Cody had control over his own destiny in AEW.
And I ain't like that, because
he was going off the goddamn cuff.
He was talking about shit I did not want to hear come out your mouth, my boy. Like, it was crazy. It was crazy. And now it's just like, I'm sorry, people. I know there's older people, like older fans that fuck with Hulk, and like Hogan's the main reason why. I'll be real with everybody too. As much as I don't like Hogan, Hogan is definitely one of the main reasons why WWE is so prime time today. It's a fact. There's no question. He was that man that he carried it for years. And he made it prime time. He made it like global. Him and Andre made it global. Because people forget about Andre too. Andre was representing WWE across the globe.
Big time draws.
Yeah, they were. So, but now that we see it, like this new gen now, Cody's Mr. America. He is. And the adults love him. Children.
I wouldn't go that far though. Like, it's not like he comes out there preaching red, white, and blue. It's just in his logo. He's not like Captain America or, I gotta do this for America and this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So, I mean, he's just a big baby face, man. He's a big baby face.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that, he even said in the documentary, a piece of Stardust, a piece of Dashing Cody Rhodes, undashing Cody Rhodes. pieces of his father, you know? Like, it's all combined to make this American Nightmare deal.
What's crazy is, I kind of agree with him in his doc. I kind of felt like Dash and Cody Rhodes could have been something. They just didn't care.
Dash and Cody Rhodes could have been... I don't know. It was too silly looking back at it.
People hated him, bro. People hated him. Like, you ain't even this good looking, bro.
I get it, but, like, that wasn't enough to be a world champion,
though. Like, Let's be honest. Him winning the IC title, yeah. You know, but, hey, it's crazy, though. Like, the fact that...
Well, he could have been IC champion underneath that moniker.
He was he?
No, he was on Dashing.
Oh, yeah, with the mask. When he won the Intercontinental title. When he had the mask on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. My man is coaching, though. You seen that? My man was like, yo, I got to get in contact with Richard Hamilton's fucking mask guy. I'm like, yo, mm-hmm. What you know about Rip, dog?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's Richard Hamilton kind of made it cool to wear those fucking masks because everybody named Mars was trying to wear them after that.
Facts. No, you're right. Nah, yeah, that documentary opened my eyes, bro. Like, he really
that has documentary so was respect. Fantastic, man.
Yeah, he has so much respect and love for his pops. And it's like, the one thing that stuck with me was that writer, bro, who put their hand in his face and they weren't even typing on the computer. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. I felt him. He went to trips. I want to punch that guy. Facts, bro. Beat his ass. Like, that's crazy. But I see why he left. Now, everybody, you should understand why he left. He wanted to change. He wanted to not be Stardust, and they weren't letting him. They were not.
Well, I mean, we kind of knew. We knew that. That ain't no revolution.
Right?
Like, we all knew that. As soon as you... Like, it... I mean, come on. He should have been Cody Rhodes. I agree with him. Not too long after Dusty. After Dusty passed. Like, I would have waited, like, 6 months like he did. All right, yeah. Cody Rhodes. Let's do Cody Rhodes. They didn't want to do it, so you fucking dipped. And I don't want to be Stardust for the rest of my fucking career.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Yeah, me neither.
He played that role. He played the star. He did well at Stardust. Like, it's not like he was dragging ass with Stardust.
Nah, he
did. He put his all into that gimmick.
Yeah,
but it was time to grow out of it, and it was time to grow up and do something else.
Yeah, and they
just weren't letting him do that.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's some fucked up shit, bro, when you really think about it. Like, I'm physically telling you guys I don't want to do this, and y'all don't care. Bet I'm gonna dip now. Because it's crazy. They offered him mad bread to re-sign. He was like, no, release me, bro. No, I'm not gonna sign this contract and now gonna keep me as Stardust. No, bro, I'm not doing that. And I respect it, because look at him now. He's one of the most marketable dudes in WWE right now.
He did that on his own, solo dolo. Him and Drew McIntyre both?
Mm-hmm. They did that shit on their dolo, bro. That's so much respect, bro. That's tough. It's tough to do that shit. That's tough. There's no guaranteed money on the indie scene. You got to travel all around the world to make your money and to make your name known. It's tough. It's tough. That shit is tough, but I give it to him, bro. I do give it to him. It's crazy. And you know what's crazy? His mom reminds me of my mom, bro.
Yeah, Cody looks like his mom a lot.
Oh, dude. Oh, if I quit, I know my mom was going to be pissed. And then they show his mom. I told him, what are you doing? Yo, that sounded just like my mom, bro. Yo, the way her accent peeped out, she's like, what are you doing? I was like, bro, I feel that.
Yeah, you can hear the Cuban running out of her, you know?
Bro, OD, son. That's my boy. I'm just curious to see, like you said, if they do bring Randy back to confront him or RKO him, oh my God. The story goes back years.
Yeah, that's more of a better story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, no pun intended, the legacy and the lineage there.
Yeah,
between those two is just absolutely crazy in this story,
and
it's long. It's miles long, man. Dating back to his debut, like he said in the documentary.
Man, he fought him in his debut. That's right. Exactly. That's right.
So Cody
and Randy Orton hugged him. Randy was like, "If I have him in this group, he can learn from me, and I try to get him out of that spotlight of just being Dusty's son." And that's what's up. And honestly, that's perfect. And on top of it all, that is the perfect person to make sure they take care of Randy coming back from injury.
Yeah, because Cody ain't going to do crazy shit.
Right. So, exactly.
Because Cody... I'm not saying Cody's a puss or nothing like that, but Cody's not a physical wrestler like that. He's not right. a Drew McIntyre or a Gunther or Sheamus or a Riddle that's going to really give it to Randy if they wrestle, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and
Cody's
that's
going to take care of him.
Right, so I'm cool with that, bro. That's what's
up. I think that's good. I think that's another good roadblock, but unlike Brock Lesnar, they can go back and they can tell a story there.
Yeah.
A story that you can have go on for like a couple of months and nobody would really bat an eye. As long as the matches are good and the promos and shit like that are making sense and the storyline's making sense, then I think that's fine. The thing is I wouldn't turn Randy Orton heel when he comes back because he's been gone so long, people ain't going to want to boo him like that.
That's true.
That's the only thing about it.
Especially that they know that he ain't got much time left.
Exactly. So I
don't know. Yes, that's rough too. That's a little rough. Yeah, I gotta talk to you about something, man. We've been praising this guy as their team, as their unit. I would say faction because there's three of them. But I think we might have to give Chad Gable a shot at just being a solo star. And the reason why I say that is he can go on the mic. He reminds me a little bit of Kurt, just a little on the mic.
A little.
He's like a spitting image of Kurt.
Bro, that's all I'm about to say. A little?
He's like a spitting image of Kurt. He could make you laugh. He could stop the funny, like the joking part and be dead serious. And he could go in the ring despite the fucking headbutt. I hate seeing that. I hate seeing it. He does the diving headbutt on these people's shoulders and he's hitting all bone. It makes,
Yeah, I hate that. I don't like that.
Stick
with the moonsault, buddy. You got a great moonsault, man.
He does. I don't want to see the headbutt. Don't. Yeah. We know what comes out of that down the road. Don't do it. Don't. But on top of that, hey, that match with Gunther was probably, even though, wait, was it? It was 5 minutes he lasted and they restarted it and shit.
Yeah. Good match.
Great.
Mm-hmm. That goes to show you that all matches don't have to be fucking 15 minutes long every night, you know?
Yeah.
You can have a good 5-minute match. That's what I tell people all the time. People laugh at me, but I once saw Lars Sullivan and Oney Lorcan have a glorified squash match on NXT back in 2018. And that was probably the greatest squash match I've ever seen. Like, that match was so intense. It was a glorified squash. But Lars and Oney Lorcan both look good in it. you know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, holy shit. That's probably Lars Sullivan's best match, honestly. I ain't gonna lie. A damn squash match is his best match. That's crazy. But Chad Gable, I wouldn't mind him getting some singles spotlight.
Yeah.
But the question is, what do you do with Otis? Do you bring another big man up from NXT? Because they got a lot of collegiate guys with collegiate backgrounds. We were just talking about that. They got the guy at Tavion Heights. They got Damian Kemp. They got fucking the guy Miles Bourne. They got many guys down there that wrestled the collegiate style. I don't think we even want to get into Gable Steveson. Oh my God. Ooh, no. Good God.
No. The only thing.
The restoration that he got.
Oh my God. They were Chan Corbin. That shit was crazy.
You're not Angle. Everything in the book to this guy. Mm-hmm. And the crazy part about it is that Gable Steveson, there was a couple of hiccups, but besides that, he didn't look bad in the ring.
No,
he very didn't. Athletic, very he competent.
He sold very well.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, you're right. It's just they're not buying it.
They're not buying it, and plus he's boring. He's got no personality.
Yeah, he is
like
boring.
I told Drew and Justin the other night, being an Olympic gold medalist, that's not a personality trait. That's an achievement. That's an accolade. That's not a gimmick.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle did it. Kurt Angle had that going on. He did better. Chad Gable's got all that shit going on. And he's better, you know?
Yeah.
So Gabe Stevenson's gonna have to come up with something. Kurt Angle and Chad Gable have personality. That's why Chad Gable's getting over, man. That whole Alpha Academy, they're getting over each week by week. Thank you! And a shoosh! You know what I'm saying? Like that. That's getting over.
Yeah.
And the Viking Raiders, look, they're getting a little bit of hey and hob, you know, there too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a little progress. See what happens when you let something just sit and cook?
And just keep going. Yeah, you keep you don't stop and start it, Tony Khan. Bitch.
Yeah, or fucking Triple H and them too. Yeah, if that happened to start something and not really going through with it either, because they figure ain't getting over fast enough. It's like, bro, nobody can get over in 2 weeks.
Boy, for real.
It takes people some time to get over sometimes.
Yeah.
Not everybody's LA Knight. You know what I'm saying? Like, LA Knight got over because he's charismatic and he's got the people in the palm of his hands. He could talk you into the building. He could talk you out of the building. You know what I'm saying? So that's easy for a guy like him. But for a lot of these guys who have to depend on their best attribute is that they're a great wrestler and they're somewhat charismatic, but not that great on the mic enough to get the people in the palm of their hands. It's going to be a struggle. So,
yeah, I agree.
And if you're not doing anything crazily exciting outside the ring either, it's not going to matter.
Yep, because you're not really grabbing nobody's attention. You're just there doing your segment, and that's that.
Yeah.
For real. So. What else happened on Raw? Yeah, bam, damn, bro. Raw was very uneventful. Was NXT good?
Yeah. Good follow-up from the pay-per-view.
Yeah, the pay-per-view was good.
Wesley and Carmelo, Wesley and Trick Williams went their separate ways.
What?
And Trick Williams is gonna, he ain't nobody's sidekick. Like, he's nobody's sidekick, and he's gonna do what he's gotta do. And I like
that. I like that. Yeah. They didn't, nobody turned.
Yeah, good. Cause, like, Trick Williams is a star in the making, man. And
yeah, that dude.
I said it before, and somebody was like, huh? Why would you say that? Talk.
What do you mean?
Trick Williams is gonna be a bigger star than Carmelo Hayes on the main roster. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah.
He's got the size, the look, athleticism, can talk.
Yeah.
He's more charismatic than Carmelo Hayes.
He is. His promos are fun. His promos are fun.
And he's younger than Carmelo Hayes, too.
Wow.
So, like, Carmelo's my age. Me and Carmelo were born the same year.
Oh,
shit. Homeboy about to be 30 next year. Trick Williams is younger than that. So, like, Trick Williams has got time, too. A little bit more time on his side. So, yeah. I just think that Trick Williams is going to be, I think he's going to be a bigger long-term star for WWE. And people look at me, oh, but he can't wrestle like Carmelo. See, that's y'all problem. Y'all only look at the wrestling ability. Y'all don't look at the five tools there, bro.
Right.
A man over 6 foot tall, looks like he could be a fucking model in a magazine, and he could talk, and he's charismatic.
Yep.
So what do you want me to do?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I agree. Nah, I agree. I definitely agree.
So, yeah.
Did they... Anything with Dragunov after that? Like, anything happened with him?
Oh, too, man. Hold on, though. Because there was a lot that happened, too. Okay. So, Wesley and Carmelo Hayes had a tag team match against the Metaphor, Oro Mensah and Noam Dar.
Okay.
And Wesley and Carmelo Hayes had some miscommunication. Wesley went for the cardiac kick and he got Carmelo instead.
Oh.
And Metaphor took advantage and they won. So Wesley and Carmelo Hayes got into it a little bit after the match.
Okay.
So I think that might be Carmelo Hayes' next challenger, but Wesley was really, really aggressive and Carmelo Hayes was like, man, he's kind of being passe about it, but Wesley was really aggressive, so I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do there.
You know what?
Wesley heel? And look, hey, his rascal buddies, all of them heels. Wentz and Trey and Myron, they all heels.
You know what? Mm-hmm. That's nice. That's nice to make people like stop talking about the fucking North American title and him. Perfect way.
And that's not it.
Yeah, it's perfect
when people were whining and crying, I'm like, yo, so y'all want Wesley to be the champion forever?
Or stay in that spot? Yeah, let him move. Look at, he moved up now.
He moved up, and I said he was going to do that.
Yeah, right.
He was one of the first names that I named a couple weeks ago. I'm like, Wesley can challenge for the title now.
Yep, that's true. This is scary. This is fucking creepy and scary. It happens every week.
It's common sense, man. It's common sense. If you think with your head and not your heart, which is what a lot of people do on the internet, they think with their hearts and not with their heads. All right, you're not gonna make any sense in the world when you're thinking with your heart.
Yeah.
You gotta think with your head. And that's what I do. Think with my head. And that's why some of the stuff that I say or that you say kind of gets spoken out there and it comes to fruition sometimes.
Yeah, it do. And some shit, we called Jey Uso beating Roman fucking months ago. We called it like the month. Was it like the month after Mania? It was right after Mania. Like, this is gonna go down the line. This is gonna happen. Like, who's to say how you called it with Solo turning on him ain't gonna happen too, bro?
Yeah, I think. Well, I think Solo is gonna be challenging Roman Reigns sometime in the fall. I can't say which month, but sometime in the fall, it's gonna happen.
That's gonna be fire too.
Or unless he's the last stop before WrestleMania next year. But Solo Sikoa, and I mean, it's no big deal because, I mean, look, that's the last piece of armor Roman Reigns has around him. So it makes sense for Solo Sikoa to be the last person to really challenge him before he loses that belt to Cody.
Yep, I agree. I totally agree.
I mean, it just makes common sense. But they did the schism interrogation.
Oh, yes.
Find out if the Creed brothers was really infiltrating them or not. Creed brothers did a bad green screen thing, acting like they was on vacation. And Akemi Juro was one of the guys. The way they revealed this is kind of funny, though, because took the fucking hood or the jacket off or whatever, and then he had his jacket on underneath. I was like, what the fuck? That shit was kind of funny, I ain't gonna lie. But, yeah, now they just wound up beating up a couple of jabronis that kind of looked like the Creed brothers a little bit. And Joe Gacy put out a worldwide hit, find the Creed brothers. So that should be interesting. See who emerges to try to take out the Creed brothers and bring them back to Full Sail, or I mean, the performance, excuse me.
Yeah.
JC Jane and Lyra Valkyrie had a good match.
Oh, yeah. Did Lyra win?
Yeah, Lyra won.
Let's go.
Let's Thea go. Thea Hale. They did a thing with Thea Hale. Baron Corbin's making fun of her. Oh, little girl, you might as well quit.
Oh, he's dirty. Well
quit. And then Andre Chase was like, listen up, motherfucker. I don't talk about my students like that. So they had a match, and Baron Corbin was getting the best of him. And Thea Hale looked at the towel and threw it in.
Oh, no.
Threw it in. But Baron Corbin caught it. And he threw it back out. He said, nah, I'm beating this motherfucker. And then he beat him with the end of days. And Thea just walks out and shit. So they're doing the whole thing where, you know, she's upset about what happened on Sunday.
Yeah.
So they're going to have some internal conflict there. So that's something they had to figure out. And that's good. Shawn Michaels is writing stories, you know, that we could follow. So,
and they using, and I'll give him credit too, bro. He using Baron Corbin, and he not making Baron Corbin look like a bum full through and through. Like, it was hard to even try to give Corbin credit on the main roster when he was always losing. Like, it's hard to do that. Now he's in a smaller environment, and on top of it, he as small of accolades he does have, he has them, and they were on the main roster. And on NXT, you can use that because most of these motherfuckers ain't been on the main roster yet. So it's like, it makes perfect sense. I fuck with it, though. I fuck with it. Yo, did he beat Gable Steveson or no?
No, that was a double countout.
Oh, that makes it worse.
Gable Steveson was not on the show, by the way.
Yeah, he's bum. He's bum.
He was not on NXT.
Yeah, he's bum.
I won't say he's bum, but he's got no character. Yeah. He's got athleticism. He's got athleticism. That's great. But you got to find a personality. You got to find a persona. Because like I said before, I'll say it again. An Olympic gold medalist is not a gimmick. That's an accolade. That's an accolade. Not a personality trait.
Yeah,
tell
bro.
Me something besides that. He ain't got nothing. At least his brother's a bully.
Right.
That's his thing. Damon Kemp is a bully.
Yeah, he got something.
Like, he's got something going on. I still think he needs a manager. Which is why I think it's perfect that they're putting him with Drew Gulak, because at least Gulak can talk and he's charismatic and stuff like that.
And that team up actually makes sense.
It does make sense. All those guys have credentials. I need them to bring Catchpoint back. Catchpoint 2.0, you got that. I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
Those three guys. What else happened? Axiom, Mustafa Ali, and Axiom got into a little bit of a confrontation there. Mustafa Ali was trying to check Dom and Rhea, and they kind of just blew him off and shit like that. And Axiom wanted a title match against Dominic, so and he was like, you know, he said something about being disrespected, and And Ali was like, you being disrespected. Try being disrespected for 6 years. So, yeah, like, you fucking pressed him. So, yeah, I guess funny. Ali and Axiom might have a match in the future.
That's what's up.
Dijak and Eddie Thorpe had a match. Really good match.
I figured. Did Dijak win?
Yeah, Dijak won.
Let's go.
With the discus big boot.
Oh, my. Yo. He's, yo. That man, yo, I don't care what anybody say, bro. Y'all can make fun of the T-ball shit all y'all want. That man is scary, bro. T-ball. Dijak is scary, bro.
He is.
He's scary. Like,
that's my boy.
Yeah, me too, bro. I fuck with him, bro. Y'all can't even say he can't. When he wrestled, yeah, nah, bro. I'm not fighting him. That's one dude I would not want to fight. No, bro. No.
He's hard hitting. He can do flying shit. And he can, it's nothing this guy can't do.
He is him, Gunther, Sheamus, and Drew. I don't want to fight y'all, bro.
Dragunov either.
Bro. Yo, I'm sorry.
And Joe Coffey. I ain't wrestling him either.
I love you, Melo, but Dragunov was beating the brakes off y'all.
He was beating the fuck out of him.
Bro, he was I don't think Melo ever took a beating like that. He was
not in NXT, he didn't.
He was fucking up. That move, when he did like the Superman punch onto somebody on the floor, that shit looks deadly.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know how people kick out of that. Are you taking a full-on punch to the fucking knob?
And the way Dragunov does it, too. Oh, God.
Yeah, you hear it. You hear the clunk when he punch. Nah, bro, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
I'm good. He's so good, bro. I was really shocked he lost. I was like, damn. He's mad good. He's, bro. Bro.
That's scary, bro.
I think Gunther's right. The dude that could beat him for that title is not on the main roster. And the dude that gonna beat him, it gotta be Dragunov. I'm sorry, people. They gotta call him up, challenge him, because guess what? Gunther lost that UK title to Dragunov. And he had a record with the UK title too. It makes sense. Like, we love history, bro. And we talk about it all the time. There's history right there. If Dragunov going to main roster and go straight to Gunther in his face.
And that's a good story to tell.
Yep, it is. It's mad story that he'd be like, I want you. I'm your nemesis. I'm your kryptonite. And you know it. You know it. You know I am. It's over. And Dragunov could talk on the mic. My boy got it.
Yeah, he doesn't have an overwhelming accent either.
No,
like, he has his own cadence. Mm-hmm. He speaks clearly, elegantly, and then he can get violent, you know, as we're going to talk about a little bit later on. But yeah, he can get violent on the mic still. And like, he's fucking great.
He's great, bro. Yeah, he's great.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait till they call him up. Because I think, honestly, RJ, I think that's the dude to beat Gunther.
I think so, too. People want Gable.
Nah.
I mean, not bad, but nah. I need Gunther and Dragunov 1v1.
Yeah, you need somebody to match Gunther, the not just the strength, but the I can take everything.
Yeah.
And Dragunov is that dude. He's the dude that could take all amounts of pain and still be like, I'm not done. Like, that's it.
Like, and it's believable too. The way he does it, I don't know, bro. This guy's a fucking artist, bro.
He is.
He's sick. Dana Brooke and Kalani Jordan had a segment, and Dana Brooke was like, you know, hey, sometimes you gotta stop waiting for your opportunity. You gotta call somebody out. So she told Kalani Jordan to call somebody out, and she said, well, I'm gonna call somebody out next week. Now, I was talking to Angel, my friend Angel, and she was like, what if Kalani Jordan calls out fucking Dana Brooke?
Right?
And whoops her ass.
Oh, right?
That'd be great. I ain't gonna lie. That'd be great.
I don't get why Dana Brooke does. Whatever.
But Dana Brooke, if Dana Brooke's down there, she better be putting over some of the girls. I think Cora Jade might be getting called up to the main roster, by the way.
Yeah.
That's why she lost to Dana Brooke. Which, if that's the case, okay, alright, fine. Good. If Cora Jade's moving up, then that's fine. But if Cora Jade is coming back to NXT in a few weeks and she just lost to Dana Brooke for no reason, unless they do a storyline where Kalani Jordan turns bad on Dana Brooke and fucking hooks up with Cora Jade.
Yeah.
They do like a bad girls club or some shit like that. I don't fucking know. But if they do something like that, I'll take that.
Yeah, fuck it. I agree.
I'll take that. Kalani Jordan's pretty nice, man. She's pretty nice in that ring for somebody that's a rookie. So, and hey, some of these models ain't doing too bad for the learning how to wrestle in the performance center.
Yeah.
And what else happened? What else happened? I didn't take notes this week, so I'm trying to remember things off the top of my dome. That was pretty much it. And then, oh no, Bron Breakker cut a promo. Von Wagner. Oh, he pressed him, dog. He pressed him. He said, nobody gonna remember you like nobody remembers your dad. He said, those scars you had on your head as a kid, they ain't gonna be nothing compared to when I get my hands on you. I said, oh, damn. He pressed him. He pressed him, son.
That's OG.
Oh, Bron, you wilded, son. Yeah,
he's fucked up for that. Damn, damn, RJ Bron is dirty for that, son.
Bron and Vaughn, let's get it on.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie, though. Bron Breakker's is more natural as a heel.
He is.
It's so much better.
Trash talking is good, man.
It's way better as a heel. Yeah, it fits him more. Yo, and I saw that spear. Oh my god.
He killed him, right? He killed him.
Yo, he took that man off his feet quick. And that's
his back into the mat.
Yeah, bro. Von Wagner, big ass dude. And
Von Wagner's what, 6'6", 6'7"?
He took him with his feet. That match is gonna be fun as fuck.
I think so too. I think it's gonna be fun too. They wrestled last year with the Rosa Verse. But I think that's good.
You know what, bro? They might have to call Von up, son.
Von Wagner's a free agent.
They gotta bring him up with Rob. Excuse me. They gotta bring him up with Rob Stone.
I think they're trying to give him a character first
before he go up. Yeah, that's smart.
Which is smart. That's cool. I'm cool with that. So like, I'm no rush if they ain't got no plan for him on Raw or SmackDown. We just talk about time constraint. They ain't gonna have nothing for him to do on SmackDown.
Yeah, keep
fucking Raw. Raw's the fucking Judgment Day show for now.
Yeah, for real.
So maybe, I mean, until they figure some stuff out and try to rotate some stuff, there's no place for Von Wagner right now. There's no place for Bron Breakker right now either.
So, yeah,
keep them down there. Keep them down there. We don't want them to get wasted.
Facts.
Lola Vice and Electra Lopez fought Valentina Feroz and fucking Yalisa Leon. And bro, there was so much fire in this fucking ring. I mean, all those girls are fucking spicy, man. God damn, man. That's the first time in a long... That's the first time ever I've seen, like, a bunch of Latinas in one ring.
In one ring, yeah.
Yeah. You got a Mexican. No, you got two... No. You got a Mexican, a Brazilian, Puerto Rican, and a Cuban. Oh, my God.
That's crazy. Woo!
Hotter than a goddamn Mexican plate. Yeah, Lola Vice looked pretty nice. A lot of, you know, butt action with some of her moves. That's fine. Hey, use your ass as a weapon. Toni Storm does it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And then she fucking killed fucking Valentina Feroz with a fucking kick to the side of the head. So they're using her real life credentials as, you know, as a fighting style. So I'm good with that.
As they should.
Lola Vice used to be in the MMA. So, like, yeah, she should know how to knock somebody out.
Right.
Electra Lopez, though. I gotta say it, bro. As great as she looks great, and she can cut somewhat of a promo. The ring work still ain't getting better, bro. She moves like she got two left feet, dog.
That's bad.
And I tell you what, she better get it in gear. Otherwise, guess what? Not only does Lola Vice, if Lola Vice gets over, it gets better in the ring.
Yeah.
She's gonna be leapfrogging her.
Yep.
And then if Nikita Lyons comes back and she's gets better, that's somebody else that's gonna be leapfrogging her too. So Alexa Lopez gotta get it in gear.
Yeah, man.
She gotta get it in gear.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw Lola Vice, you know, she didn't do that much, but what she did was fine. It was serviceable.
Yeah.
And of course, Lucy Leon and Valentina Feroz, they're getting better and better with each outing. They looked really good Sunday, and they look good in the match too.
they're really good at. I like that they really work as a tag team. I like that.
That's what they need. Valentina Ferraz can fucking, she can fly and shit. And fucking Yulisa is a freak athlete too.
Yeah, bro.
That girl, she's fucking strong.
I'm glad HBK saw that. Damn, I lost all my tag teams, and I mean all of them. I gotta make some.
Yeah, you gotta make some. So he's got two, because Yulisa got hurt, and that's the only reason why they wasn't using Valentina.
Oh.
So she got hurt, and now they're gonna do Lola Vice and Alexa Lopez. But if Lola Vice gets over and gets better and outshines Alexa, that's gonna be bad news for Alexa Lopez.
Yeah.
And they Shawn Michaels ain't gonna have no choice but to push her as a singles.
Yeah. They still got Last Legend and that other girl.
Jakara,
yeah. Last Legend getting better too.
Yeah, she's getting better, and her character work is getting good. And Jakara, I think Jakara's gonna be a future star, man.
Yeah.
I can see Vince and Triple H looking at her as like a successor to Bianca Belair.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she gets better and better.
I like that Last Legend works as a big girl. She does all the power moves.
Good. You see how big she is?
Now that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Who she pick up? I think she picked up Nathan Frazier and just threw him.
Yeah. And like, she gave him a boot the other night. That's all God.
Yeah, like, yeah, she getting better. I remember watching when she first came. I'm like, damn, this bitch.
Yeah, she was not ready for prime time.
And she getting better. She getting better, and as a big girl, we don't got a lot of good big
girls.
We don't. So
yeah, all we got is who we got?
Raquel and Rhea.
Raquel, Rhea. They don't use Piper like that.
Oh yeah, I don't know where she is. I don't know where she is.
Who else is a big chick? Then NXT they got. I consider Yulisa Leon a big chick because she's like taller than average size, and then she's jacked too.
Yeah, I think anything 5'7" or up is definitely considered big.
For the girls, yeah. Nikita Lyons is big.
Yeah.
Alexa Lopez is big.
Oh yeah, she is.
Yeah. She is. So like, I mean, yeah, you got some big girl wrestlers, but yeah, no, she use your size and your strength as your advantage.
Yeah, I fucks with it. Metaphor.
I like metaphor. I like the entrance. Cool. I like the camaraderie, seems like it's there, and they play off each other pretty well. So, I like it.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're getting wins now, too. So.
Facts. All right, people. Just, yeah. But Wednesday, like I said, I didn't watch. I saw the card last week. And I was really upset. I text RJ as soon as I saw the main event. I'm like, bro, this is the same ass main event. You just take away one tag team partner from each team. And then they made it the main event. I don't know why they did that. And then they put John Moxley, the one dude I absolutely fucking love, right? In the fucking thing. Did he bleed? Did he bleed, people? I wonder. He probably did. Or for a goddamn forearm. I fucking hate him, bro. He's so bum. He's such a hard worker, and he can't even spend 8 minutes. Fuck 8 minutes. He can't even spend 5 minutes in the ring without going outside or bleeding. Shut up. You are not Mick Foley. What? Who are you? What? Stop. Stop. You went to AEW, try to be a wannabe Stone Cold. Now that didn't work out. So now you're trying to be Mick Foley, bro. Give it up. God damn, bro, you suck. Bro. You stuck so bad. It's like, oh my, Blackpool Comic Con got beat your ass, bro. I'm sorry, bro. You pissed me off, son.
Hey, I gotta say it. I gotta give him a little bit of. I gotta give him some love.
What happened?
You know, he keeps it a hundo. Will of Useless dropped some bombs in a promo.
Yeah.
He told Chuck and Trip that he was gonna dig a grave. That Trent's mom was gonna hug him in hell or something like that. I was like, that's hard.
Really
useless.
Yeah, that's hard. He said, "You go, oh shit, damn."
Oh,
yeah, he pressed.
He still sounded like a dweeb saying it, but
he pressed him.
He pressed him, and I'm like, all right, cool.
Better Daniel Garcia humping the air. Fuck.
Oh God.
Fucking. Bum.
Oh my God. And now he does it now where like people like beat on him and then he does it.
Oh, no.
Guy punches him in the face and he goes, I'm like, oh my God.
No.
Oh. That's what Monty's going to turn. He's going to burn the whole program down.
Yeah, I'm a pity. Oh my God. Yo, how did, you probably didn't even watch it. How did that Jericho and Takeshka match go? Did they win?
Yeah, they won. Don Callis, some outside chicanery on Daniel Garcia.
Cool. That's what's up. So bet. See?
Jericho. What you call him? Big guy, Fat Buck. He took an, he wants a meeting next week with all the members of Jericho Appreciation Society.
Muffin Top?
Yeah. You know, I call him Fat Buck. He's like, he could be Matt Jackson's brother.
That's fat.
He's the third young buck, and then fucking the guy Charlie Tiger from fucking Young, Dumb, and Broke from the Indies. He could be the other young buck. He like a bigger, chunkier version of Nick Jackson. They could have a whole buck family if they wanted to. Young bucks! But we're losing our hair.
That's funny. But damn, that's what's up. I definitely want Jericho to join Takeshka. Give somebody a fucking rub, bro.
God. So you can overshadow him? Nah, I'm good on that.
Well, yeah, I don't want that. I definitely don't want that. Because Takeshka, for a Japanese dude, he's the most Aki Japanese dude I ever seen, bro.
You ain't mine.
In wrestling. He tall. He swole, bro. I ain't trying to fight him neither, bro.
Takeshka looks like a great Japanese guy. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like he's
from a physical standpoint, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That man is something, bro. I fuck with him though.
Oh no, but Tsuji from New Japan though. I think he might have him beat though.
Oh,
he's tall and he big.
Yeah, you gotta send me a picture of him.
Yeah.
But yeah, people, apparently Tony Khan is legit an employee's friend, like we always said.
Yeah.
We've always said it. RJ sent me this tweet to go look at. I looked it up this morning, and there was this woman wrestler who was trying to address some concerns about the women in AW, and apparently these women were running to Britt Baker, and Tony Khan himself was just like not having, was not trying to address them, and even went out of his way to have a meeting to shoot on Thunder Rosa, someone who he made champion. It makes no sense. And it kind of just further proved our point that we knew this all along. No one's going to take him serious. This makes it worse, though, because it goes to show why Britt Baker's on TV all the time. And on top of it, RJ, we just saw Toni Storm lose the belt yesterday. After the fact, it's the timing's so bad. She loses the belt 1 week after Saraya says that they ain't getting TV time. That's bad.
Well, she didn't say it herself. She liked the tweet.
Oh, she liked the tweet.
She liked the tweet saying that.
And that's bad. She wouldn't get TV time. Still bad, bro.
But yeah, the timing is still bad.
Yeah, that timing is bad. Look at that. Like, I don't
know. Why did she win the belt out of nowhere?
She dead ass won the belt out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. She hadn't been on Dynamite in forever. She's been on Rampage. Like, anybody really watches that.
And right.
People, exactly. we're not poking fun at it. It's just the facts. People look at the numbers for Rampage. Nobody's watching. Who watches it?
Nobody watches that shit, bro. I'm sorry.
300K viewers? Come on, man. That's Impact numbers.
I'm gonna just be candid, real shit. If you have a significant other, it's Friday night, and say if your significant other don't watch or into wrestling, you're not watching TV on Friday night. I'm sorry.
At 10 o'clock at night? Hell no, you're not.
You're not. You're doing a lot more interesting things than fucking watching wrestling.
You're shaking some sheets. You're doing something.
Something.
In my case, you're working.
Yeah, exactly. Or
you're clubbing something.
Yeah, so like, I'm sorry. It's just, no one's watching that. And she just wins the belt out of nowhere. She was just a champion some other indie promotion not too long ago.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I don't get it. It's bad. I don't like that. I think it's just going to cause more of a divide in the women's division. And on top of it, I think any former, any like WWE or Impact women's wrestler they're going to see it and go, I don't even know if I want to go there. That's not even probably a good environment for me to work in. I'm not gonna reach any heights there because it's blocked off.
I mean, look at girls like Abaddon, who we haven't seen that brought on TV in God knows how long.
Yeah.
Mercedes Martinez just popped up on Collision the other day.
Yes, she did.
Where was Mercedes at all that time?
Ring of Honor.
Nobody watches that.
I know, bro. But
and Athena, Athena, same thing.
Like, Athena's fucking Ring of Honor Women's Champion. Like, who gives?
And she's doing good work. She's doing good work. She's doing good heel work. I can't take that away from her. I didn't think she'd be a heel because, honestly, I thought she was devoid of a personality.
Right.
When she was Athena before, and then when she came to WWE as Ember Moon.
Right.
Like, I was like, man, this girl's kind of lacking in the personality department. But nah, this her incarnation, her run right now. Doing some of the best work, but nobody's seeing it. It's hidden behind a paywall.
Right, right.
So it's like, okay. But Nyla Rose, where the hell has Nyla Rose been at? You know?
I don't know. She had that match. She had that match with Sheeta Rampage, remember? That was it. And she lost. Yeah.
No, but I'm talking about Dynamite.
Oh, no, she's not.
They can use Nyla. Nyla Rose is funny. She took a snuck she snuck somebody. I think it was Ruby. Yeah. Surprise, bitch. She punched her in the face. That shit was funny. Yeah. Like, oh my god, we need more of that. Like, we need more of this. Enough of this Britt Baker. It's like it's the same girls over and over again, bro. You got a lot of girls. You got a lot of girls, not a lot. He does. I'm tired of seeing Britt Baker. I love Ruby Soho. Tired of seeing Ruby Soho.
Right.
Tired of seeing Tony. I love Tony Storm too. My God, Yamalicious baby. But I'm tired of seeing the same six girls. You know what I'm saying? You got more than just Britt Baker, Ruby Soho, Tony Storm, fucking Sky Blue. You got more girls than that. That's why I was happy to see Mercedes the other day. And I'm glad that Chris Statland is back too, because the more girls, but. You got Sheeta and all these other people hitting on other shows that people ain't watching.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Like, you gotta rotate this shit out.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of it, too. Well,
I said it.
I said it from jump. Britt Baker's not even a good wrestler. Like.
Yeah, I mean, she can talk. I give her that. I'm not gonna sit here and say that.
Right.
She doesn't offer anything to the show. Because that would be asinine to say, but. Her wrestling skills, especially since AEW prides himself on wrestling ability more than anything else, right?
Right.
So, why is this broad who can't really go like that? When you got other women that could go better than her, why is she taking up all the TV time, man?
Yeah. It's
ridiculous, you know?
It's bad.
And if Tony Storm loses the belt like that in a very lackluster way, and it's just... I mean, match was good. Don't get me wrong. The match was good. But just there was no build to it, though.
Yep. It's bad for business. That's bad for business.
Not good, man. I'm so sorry. They gotta shake some shit up, bro.
Yeah. And I'm definitely
Somebody took and had a sign in the audience that says hire a PR a consultant or something like that in the audience. I thought that was perfect. But they need to do is they need to hire a female to work with these women. Which is why I thought they hired Serena Deeb, but apparently not. Because I don't even know the last time we even seen Serena Deeb on TV.
It's been years. I think it's been a year. Oh, my
God.
It's been almost a year, probably.
She fought Sheeta, and then that was it.
Yeah. Was yeah. Sheeta? Was yeah.
Sheeta? I'm like, ooh.
You're right. No, you're right. That was the last time she fought. It was Sheeta.
Mercedes Martinez can get some of these girls in check.
Yeah.
Madison Rayne ain't doing a good enough job. Is she a female coach?
Yeah.
She ain't doing that great of a job.
Yep.
Mercedes Martinez, if I had any say, Mercedes Martinez would be my fucking coach.
Yeah.
Mercedes Martinez, fucking Jazz, or fucking, I don't know, if she wants it, Awesome Kong. They would be my three female agents, coaches, whatever the fuck.
Or get Mickey James to be a coach.
Mickey's too nice. I don't think people listen to her like that. No, you need somebody that's going to get in the ass. And I believe Kong.
Yeah, that's true. Kong.
Kong.
Yeah.
fucking Serena and fucking Mercedes were getting those girls' ass.
Yeah.
I truly believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that.
You think Britt Baker go step to fucking Mercedes Martinez? I'm sure I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, that's
think she's stepping to Kong? Sure. Kong to eat her alive.
And Jazz? Fuck no.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you ain't doing that. You ain't talking shit. Nah, fuck out of here. But yeah, I'm sorry, people. I really don't mean that back. It was just for a 200 episode, and y'all was clamming like that, like y'all titled that and everything. It was very lackluster.
So yeah, the best stuff was definitely, like I said, RVD. RVD come out to Pantera. That was great. And then Nick Wayne, the stuff with Nick Wayne, Swerve, and AR Fox, and Swerve let AR Fox got a chance to follow up what happened last week.
Right.
What's one of your main criticisms is that they don't follow up on shit sometimes.
Nothing. They'll stop it.
They do an angle and they forget about it, or they won't advance it properly by giving us an explanation. But Swerve even let, he's like, AR Fox spit your shit. And AR Fox told everybody why he turned on Darby.
Right.
You get signed. I ain't hear from your ass in 5 years, nigga, until I see you backstage. Nah, bro. You gotta pay for that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, took all the tools I gave to you, and you got ahead. You got your nice cushy contract. Meanwhile, I got to struggle and rub two nickels together because nobody wanted to touch me. Nah, dog. Nah, I'm gonna take everything from you, son. So yeah, nah, that's good shit. And then Nick Wayne, my God, got his ass whooped. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But they're gonna be wrestling on Rampage, so I'm gonna at least check that clip out when it
drops. I'll probably have to watch that. Yeah,
because I'm a huge fan of both of these guys, and it's nice to see African American guys on TV that don't have to shuck and jive.
Yes,
that doesn't have to act goofy.
Yeah,
but doesn't have to be stereotypical either. Even though Swerve wears, you know. He wears, you know, modern clothes, and he wears the grill and everything like that. Even Aaron Fox wears the fucking ski mask and shit now. And he wears, like, his Fox jacket and shit like that. Like, they're being themselves, and it's cool to see. They're cool bad guys, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And not to mention, they're fucking talented in that ring. And nobody, AR Fox, they could try to copy him all they want, but they will never duplicate that. That dude's finesse in the ring is one of a kind. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, go watch AR Fox's matches. That dude is fucking magnifico in the ring, man.
Yeah.
So, now check his solo dolo shit. I ain't talking about that trio shit. I feel like ever since he joined AEW, he's been in trio matches and
teams
and all that shit. And he ain't really have... He had one match against Swerve that was really good.
Yeah.
But other than that, ain't been nothing but like trios matches. And besides the match he had with Orange Cassidy last week.
Yep.
And he popped him in the mouth. He made me laugh. I was happy for that. But yeah, I'm happy to see those two guys together. I think that's great. Prince Nana is doing good stuff. So I'm all about the Mogul Embassy right now.
Yeah, same.
And even you know, Brian Cage and the other two guys, Leona and Khan. Great fucking monster trio tag team.
Yep.
So they're doing good stuff. I'm all for that faction. I've been a long time Embassy fan, you know, dating back early years of Ring of Honor. So seeing it still last, the Embassy might be the longest gone faction in wrestling. People say Bullet Club, but no, Embassy.
Damn.
The Embassy has been around ever since 2006, I want to say. I could be wrong, but I think early 2000s is when the Embassy was around. Man, the Embassy that had some of everybody in it, though. Tommaso Ciampa, Jimmy Rave, God rest his soul, Rhino, a bunch of different people.
Damn. So
the Embassy has been around for a long time, and to see it still continue, Prince Nana still doing his thing, that's fucking great. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Hold on, I'm going to see when they got started, because I want to say it was the early 2000s. Yeah, 2004.
Wow.
2004 to 2022.
Wow.
Yep. That is crazy. And the members, all the members.
That's almost 2 decades.
Yeah, definitely. So Prince Nana, of course, you know, the original, you know, the leader, manager, Brian Cage, Khan, Tua Leona, Swerve and AR Fox are the current members now. But past members, get ready. This is a load right here. Abyss, Alex Shelley, Bison Smith, God rest his soul, Cardio Castiglione, Daisy Hayes, Dijak, Eric Stevens, Ernesto Osiris, Jay Chung, that's Josh Alexander's wife.
Okay.
Jimmy Rave, God rest his soul, Joey Ryan, Jonathan Gresham, who left last summer. He joined last summer and then remember he asked for his release and left.
Yeah.
He felt like Tony Khan disrespected him.
Yep.
Which, hey, might need to start listening to Jonathan Gresham.
Yep.
Matt Seidel. Wow. Yeah, that was the early 2000s. Moose. Necro Butcher. Artie Evans. John Walters, my boy. Ramon, a.k.a. Stokely Hathaway. Rhino. Sal Renaro. Daivari. Tommaso Ciampa. And Xavier, God rest his soul.
Damn, that's mad people.
It's a lot of fucking people. So yeah, man, the embassy has been around for a long time and they've been a piece of a lot of people's careers, man. Yeah, a lot of big stars. Abyss, Alex Shelley, Tommaso Ciampa, Mia Yim. Yeah, Mia Yim's name wasn't on that list.
Wow.
Yeah, Mia Yim. Mia Yim was with them. The princess. She was Prince Nana's princess for a while there. And, early 2011 into 2012. So,
damn.
Yeah. That's when Mia Yim was a whole lot thicker. I'm like, damn, who's this Asian girl? God damn. I'm like, shit. Sitting in Prince Nana's lap, man. God damn. That's how I know he bricked up than the motherfucker right now. Bro, Mia Yim had yams back then. I mean, she still kind of do now, but Mia Yim was thicker back then. You could tell she was, she wasn't wrestling at that point. Like, she wasn't in wrestling shape. Like, she looked like, she was modeling or something at the time. Because, I mean, she, them curves was kicking in them dresses she was wearing back then. Oh, my God, damn. the embassy, long faction. And I think Tony Khan needs to put out a DVD or something for them.
Yeah.
Because the collection of matches and the feuds that the embassy has had as a whole, great shit. So I'm glad. That's why I took a tweet and gave Prince Nana his flowers because I think he's an underrated manager.
Yeah.
Underrated manager. But yeah, that's it, people.
I think
I rambled a little too long.
No, you good. That's it for Dynamite, really. And tonight's SmackDown ain't really much. It's just
Sheamus and LA Knight.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it
so far. Yeah.
I guess we might see some progression with the Bobby Lashley Street Profits stuff. I like how Bobby pressed them for not looking like champions.
No, he pressed
in particular and Angelo Dawkins, though, because Montez Ford was just nice.
Doug is like, what, you don't fuck with the Switch, fam? He was like, nah, it's cool, but you got to dress nicer.
Yeah, my man be looking dusty, bro.
He do.
How you wearing a jacket? How you wearing a suit jacket with a fucking hoodie? Who does that?
Bro,
the
way Montez Ford looked at him and then smacked his leg, like, he talk about you, bro. Like,
yeah, exactly, bro.
Ford pressed him. He said, bro, he talk about you, bro. He talk about me.
Oh, man. Ty was thinking about it last week. When Ty was over here, he was like, so what if, you know, stuff like that can make Montez Ford, you know, that could separate him a little bit. Because Angelo Dawkins ain't going to want to change his ways.
Yeah, right. And then instead of Dawkins joining Ford, and it's just Ford and Bobby.
Yeah. Or they can get somebody else. That would be crazy.
Big Bob with Ford? You got the speed? You got the speed with the strength? Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That's scary, bro.
Big Bob got strength of his own, too. I mean, speed of his own, too. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he do. Oh, he do, bro.
Big Bob don't age, bro. This man don't age.
It's
so crazy. Man, he black Superman, bro.
He is. Yes. He without a doubt.
Oh, my God.
If they had, like, a real-life version of Cyborg, it's Big Bob, bro. All you got to do is just spray paint on his body. You don't need to add shit. Just spray paint on Cyborg, bro. Dude's fucking crazy.
Bro, he is fucking... I hope to look like that when I'm almost 50.
Right? My man don't even look 50. My man don't even look 50.
No, like he like a few years away from 50. I think he like what, 46? 47? Yeah.
He just as fast and just as strong as the young dudes. That's fucking crazy.
Well, he moves better now than he did as young Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Because I was looking at his old shit when Bobby Lashley came out there with the white boots, the white chunks that one time.
He looks smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
He did look smaller. Holy shit. Yeah, mm-hmm. Lashley was more jacked back then.
Yeah. I watch, yo, bro, I'll watch some shit with him and Sheamus, bro. His cheat meal is crazy.
Yeah, what's his cheat meal?
He gets four Big Macs, right?
Uh-huh.
And takes out the patties out of two of them and puts it in the other two. So it's like two mega Big Macs.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. Like, bro, what?
That's what he eats per week.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's crazy. That is crazy, bro.
No, Lashley's a fucking freak of nature, bro.
Yeah, man, I can't wait.
He's a fucking freak of nature. Him, Trick Williams, Montez Ford. Who else?
Gotta give me Omos. I think Omos, it makes sense to Omos respect Big Bob and to be by his side.
Yeah, they're taking, you know, three straight shellackings by him. Yeah. I own you, son. He beat his ass three times.
If you can't beat him, join him.
Yeah. Omos ain't going nowhere right now either.
No, he hasn't been on TV. MVP been gone. Have Omos and Big Bob. Oh, my God. Ooh. And Trick, stop playing, bro.
Oh, fucking. But, oh, I forgot. Nah, but Chip Williams got his own problems coming up. Because when NXT was going off, right? They hit the little copyright sign, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they started playing this video package from Dragunov. And Dragunov, man, Dragunov's got the goatee, he's got the fucking red eyes. Dragunov said, "Trick Williams, I'm going to take everything from you." So, oh, shit!
Oof.
Him he's and coming Trick? For you, Trick. Yeah!
That's going to be crazy, too.
Man, Trick Williams about to be a dead man, bro.
Yep.
He might bounce Trick Williams up out of NXT.
Yep. He might.
Yeah. Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
I'm excited. It's
gonna be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, people. It's gonna be great. But yeah, I think that's about wraps up this the big three dubs from yours truly.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoy Friday tonight, SmackDown tonight, and enjoy SummerSlam, man. For those that watch Rampage, I don't know if y'all do. I hope y'all enjoy that too. But yeah.
Yeah.
Look, we survived another week. Last month of the summer. Enjoy it while y'all can. And yeah, man. Remember, make sure life is always too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yes, sir. We out.
Peace. Catch you guys later.
Yep.